This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state reports 270 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's 200 more than it was in mid-April and the highest it's been in 3 months. About 70% of Coloradans are vaccinated against coronavirus, but only about half of those people have had a booster. Dr. Gabriel Lockhart at St. Joseph's Hospital in Denver says the booster is a good idea.
It's very safe and very efficacious in preventing COVID, at least serious COVID requiring hospitalizations.
About half of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. School's out for most Colorado students, but many school districts have started summer free meal programs. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The pandemic year saw a surge of students eating free school meals. All children up to 18 years are eligible for free lunches this summer. About one-third of Denver public schools will offer free lunches, typically schools in higher poverty neighborhoods. Adults are also able to purchase the meals. An estimated 150,000 children suffer from hunger in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill to require new and renovated buildings to add electric vehicle chargers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In a letter to lawmakers, Polis said the legislation lacked flexibility for builders and risked increasing housing costs at a time when many Coloradans are already struggling with high prices. Under the bill, 70% of parking spaces in new or renovated apartments would have needed plugs for EV chargers or wiring to easily accommodate them. Polis said he'd prefer a new state building code board to set requirements and modify them depending on new technologies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Spirit Airlines has postponed a shareholder vote on its proposed merger with Denver-based Frontier Airlines. The vote was originally set for June 10th, but will now happen on June 30th. The company is weighing a competing bid from JetBlue Airlines. Spirit says it still supports the deal with Frontier, even after JetBlue sweetened the deal and offered more money. Spirit says a deal with JetBlue is unlikely to get approval from federal antitrust regulators. This is CPR News.